I'm offended by you being offended.
You can't be offended by that. No, I'm no longer offended. No more offense, no more being offended, no more outrage.
Okay. All right. I'm still offended, by the way.
And of course you are. You woke up offended. I don't know what that means. Your mother's an astronaut.
You woke up on the wrong side of the offense.
Right. That's the new headline right there. Hello and welcome to episode 529 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam, Vancouver.
What's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
It was snowy and now it's not again.
How not? Because if we're going to have it used to be snowy and now it's not off, I might take this one.
Okay, we had 4 days of solid snow in a winter wonderland, yeah. And then now back to just, I don't know, cool-ish, not a flake to be seen.
It was crazy here. Last time we recorded, you and I, less than a week ago, it was minus 17, snow everywhere. And today it was plus 21, and I was out working in our orchard with no shirt on.
I don't feel like you probably could have had a shirt.
Nope, it was one. I wanted to get, well, it was two for one. I wanted to get some vitamin D, except then Greenpeace came back and came by, kept rolling me back into the ocean.
I was going to say, I think you just wanted to be able to say you had no shirt on to make the story more impactful. Legit warm.
My son had no shirt on as well. We were going shirts off, tarps off, buddy.
All right, shirts and skins.
It was good. Yeah. He was like, yo, Dad, did you bring sunscreen? It's February, kid. We'll be fine. I think we'll be okay.
Okay.
No, it was actually legit shirts off weather. It wasn't like I was doing it just for the story. Because I definitely, my quarantine body is not shirts off yet.
Okay.
So it wasn't a matter of, oh boy, I can't wait for everyone to see this. But it's that warm. There you go. So point being, 38 degree swing in weather in a couple of days, that's kind of silly.
Right. That is. So that's very silly, yeah.
38 degrees in America, you're looking at, what is that, like 90 degrees? That's like 95 degree swing?
In 900 degrees. Let's just say 900.
We measure it in Kelvin over here in Germany.
Right, yeah.
Big fans of Kelvin.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's great.
I'm friends with his brother, Kevin.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin Kelvin?
Yeah.
This is what you wouldn't name your son Kevin if your last name was Kelvin, would you?
I might. It sounds pretty sweet.
I'd go with Hobbs. So Amazon, let me rephrase that this week. Amazon?
Amazon?
Yeah, it's a question this week.
Why?
Well, as if you go to our website, you'll notice only the .com, only the US link is there.
Oh no.
Yeah, I've told you we've had issues with the Canadian Amazon
for a while, right?
Yeah, they're like, "Hey, you're violating the what have you." And I was like, "Okay, darn." So I jumped through a bunch of hoops and did what I thought they wanted. And they're like, "Nope, still violating." And I was like, "But what am I violating?" And like, "Yeah, if you have to ask." It's like, "Oh, just tell me." And they wouldn't tell me. And so apparently I couldn't fix it. And they're like, "All right, you're canceled." And so I was like, "All right, I guess we'll just walk away from them." And then I got a message from the German Amazon. Das Amazon.
Das Amazon?
Yeah. And so they'd said the same thing. "Hey, man, you're not jumping through the right hoops." And I was like, "Oh, okay. What hoops? What do I do?" And then it's just like, "Yeah, man. If you don't know," I'm like, "Oh my God." And so evidently there's a whole bunch of hoops that I have to go through. I don't know, not sure what they are. I might be able to figure them out. I'm not going to jump through the hoops. So Amazon Germany's gone.
Okay. All right.
And while I was at it, I just deleted UK too because forget.
Yeah. They're friends. Yeah.
Yeah. So far, so did I have France? I think at one point I had France. They're gone. Okay. So all that's left is all no, here this is like this is gonna get serious.
Okay.
Not serious, serious, but we're kind of at a crossroads because I'm not super thrilled with there's a whole society thing that's going on that I'm sure you're aware of
with no.
the pandemic and everything. No. Yeah, you no, it's everything's been the same. You have not noticed a difference in the last 5 years. Nothing's changed.
No, no, it's no. no.
Business as usual.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're that guy living in a what's it, Brendan Fraser woke up in the
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a classic.
No, I was not the one I'm thinking of.
That's something, not the one I'm thinking no, of. No, it's a terrible movie. It's Something Man.
No, I'm not thinking of Encino Man.
Yeah, Encino Man. Yeah, yeah. It's not that
Pauly
one.
Not the Pauly Shore Gold. No. No, it was the one where he woke up. He was in a bomb shelter and then woke up 30 years later or something. With the Clueless Girl.
Oh, I think I'm going to, you know what? Just talking about this, I think I'm going to have to go back and watch Encino Man.
Yeah, Pauly Shore, the genius of Pauly Shore.
Buddy.
Man, he is crusty, I'll tell you that. He's a guest on the show next week, so.
My kid reminds me of Pauly Shore in that he has about four or five things that he says like 8 mm-hmm. million times a day. Like his just like Jackisms reminds me of Pauly Shore. Like he only ever said like four or five things in his movies, but he just keeps saying them to the point where you walk away from the movie as bad as it was, and then you're somehow saying those phrases. So yeah, Jack does that. Jack does that.
Nice. For example, what's one of them?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to. I'm going to get him to do our cold open next week, and he can say a few of them for you.
If
I'm
there sure, is a cold open, but we'll get to that.
That's true. I think it might have something to do with, like, you know, these memes that they kind of see online. I don't know. Like, they're all, it seems like other kids know them too, so.
Okay. Anyways, what I'm saying is, since there's so many hoops, and there's a good chance that Amazon.com might not want to do business with us. I don't know. I honestly don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I'm not even 100% sure I want to know what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. This is what I'm telling you is that without getting into too much detail about society and stuff like that, like I'm not happy with the way a lot of stuff is going, et cetera, et cetera. If Amazon goes away now, so the way we've never asked for money. I'm not suggesting that was we never did subscription. There was I talked to some people a long time ago about, you know, splitting the shows and doing like some free shows and some, you know, subscription. And that sounded like a massive hassle to me
mm-hmm.
to do. I don't know that many photo shows, for example, are really money makers, like are ever designed to be money makers. I think the idea is that it's considered like a lost leader where you establish your reputation and you basically sell other stuff, you know, off of there. Like you sell photo tours or photo workshops or you expand off of that,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then for us, that's been like a bit of a challenge, obviously, you being in Richmond, me being here in Germany. We don't have the typical setup for that.
Right.
And so, but that's fine. So I've always loved doing the podcast. I want to continue doing the podcast. I'm not, this isn't me retiring here.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I know. Bummer, eh? So no, it's not about that. So my attitude with this is I've always gotten as much out of doing a weekly podcast for this long as I've put in. However, what I don't want it to do, I don't want it to actually cost me money. Like it's one thing to do all the work and, you know, put all the effort in and et cetera, but if you factor in the cost of production, I can't have that come out of my pocket. Now, Amazon has basically, at the very least, taken care of that. We don't get rich off Amazon if anybody thinks that. Obviously, I don't assume anybody thinks that. So we appreciate everybody's help out there. Every time you click through, it does help us out. It basically pays for the production costs and a little bit more. Okay?
Okay.
If Amazon goes away, which it very well might do, now all of a sudden we're in a spot. What do we do? So there's a couple ways to do it. I know that other people have set up like a Patreon account where you can ask people to you know, send money, or you can basically do like a, you know, people do free shows and then they have on the Patreon show might be a little bit longer, like the first half hour is free and then you do that. I don't want to do any of that. What I'm floating to the listeners is...
I stopped listening a while ago, just so you know.
You're not the listener.
If you test me later, I'm not going to pass this time.
Yeah, well, you're the first one to be sending money, so... So what I'm asking is if we were to set up a tip jar or a Patreon account, would that be a deal breaker? Would anybody bother, before I do that, is that a horrible idea to the listener? Or is that an understandable thing of the way it goes? Like, you understand what I'm asking you?
Sure.
Okay, I'm already asking you.
You can, I think you can throw it out there, and by no means, you know, if you know, you get some contribution, great, and if not, so be it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reality of it. So I want to hear from everybody, because it's not even, to me, it's not even about the money. It's not like, okay, great.
No, that's exactly what it's about. You're asking for tips.
Yeah, I'm asking for tips, that's right. But when it comes to that, when it comes to something like that, it's not about the, like, let's just say I said, you know, what would basically help us out is if the listeners would say, hey, I'm going to give $10 a year. Like that is, honestly, that's less, what is that per episode? Do the math. That's not even 20 cents an episode.
Oh, we're not worth that.
No, if you back out the Christmas episode, that's close. Now it's almost 20 cents an episode.
Okay.
So now enough people do that. Obviously, it keeps the lights on. Now that's not really ambitious of me. That's not me buying a new Porsche.
So $10 times 15 listeners. So
yeah, right. No, it's not even about that. But that's what I'm saying. I don't even, $10 might not be enough. I'm not sure. I haven't done the math on it, but.
Okay. For example, Frank only has to pay five. Frank, five.
Frank gets half of whatever we get. Frank's getting half of it. I'm cutting Frank in.
Okay. We still want Frank to contribute five.
Okay. Yeah. Don't worry.
And then he gets $250 back. He gets $250 back.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just write it off. So, anyway, but here's the thing. So, if I was confronted with that, like a PayPal link or something like that, like, oh, hey, click on this, to me, the hassle of doing it is the barrier, not the $10.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I just contributed while we were talking. I got bored and I clicked.
Yeah. Just knocked on Frank's door. Hey, Frank, here's that $5 we're going to owe you. So I haven't made up my mind. I don't know if Amazon is.
I think you have. I think you've made up your mind.
Well, not exactly.
Oh, okay.
I need to see if it's feasible or not. What the response is, you know.
Okay. No, just do it. Forget the response. I just responded.
you just spoke for everybody.
Yeah. And P.S. We don't talk about any of this beforehand, so this is just my live, real response. Put it up there. Yeah. I'm just interested to joke about it. If we get zero responses, then it's awesome. Like, that's to me. That's what I'm in. And then I can officially hang it up and see. Like, I told you, nobody's listening. And then I can just walk away into the darkness. Yeah.
That's into the darkness. Yeah. Wow, you painted a vivid picture of your life, buddy. I can just go into the darkness.
That's right.
Do not fade gently into that good night. Forget it. I'm charging headlong into it.
On that
note, do not go gently.
Let me paint a little visual picture for you of what happened to me yesterday. This is unrelated to photography, but it's
paint.
Nope, but it's just here's where I'm at. So yesterday, I mean, you know, I work in the clinic, so I think most people know I'm a physiotherapist, work in a private practice. So go to work, start early, come home and finish my shift, busy shift, get home, and I have to do my like charts. Like, it's all electronic charting, so I just do it on my computer at home. So I'm doing my charts, but I'm tired. I didn't sleep well, and I'm staring at the computer screen. I'm about halfway through my work. I probably have another 30, 40 minutes left of work on the computer, and everything starts to blur. Like, my eyes are starting to blur. Like, I just know it's like, oh, it's sleep time right now. But the small caveat is I'm like, my bed is right behind me and I'd like to go in it, but I'm so tired that I can't, like, I don't want to get into my bed. This is my COVID clothes. I've just been at work. So I need to get changed. I would typically, I'd go have a shower. Like, I don't want to get into my bed. I'm not an afternoon napper guy, but I really am tired and I can't physically, you know, my brain is starting to not work and my eyes are going blurry. So what I do,
so all of ours is doing the same now in this.
Yeah. So what I do, this is where I'm at, is I just lie down on the floor in my bedroom and go to sleep for 30 minutes. Like, just in my work clothes, just dead flat on the side on the carpet in my bedroom and sleep for 30 minutes. And then I had this thought, like, this is middle of the afternoon and my kids would be, you know, right around then that, like, I fall asleep. They could very easily come home. Now they're going to, if they came home and walk in and see me, they're going to think I'm dead. Like, there is no reason in my full work clothes, just no pillow, no nothing, just flat on my clothes, just lying and sleeping on the floor in my bedroom. What would that look like if someone walked in on that? What would you think?
And you're worried that they'd come in and go, Yahoo?
No, I was worried that they're going to think their dad's dead. Like, this is just a
weird... Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're
worried. When you said about the response to our money thing, you'd be hilarious if no one responded. So now your dark thoughts are, oh, what if they were happy? Is that what you're getting at?
No, I wasn't thinking that at all. They'd be devastated. I am their world.
That's the dark place. I thought that's the dark place they were headed.
No, okay. I was just thinking.
You were headed.
They're just thinking, this is where I'm at in my world right now. It's just literally sleeping on the floor, you know, because I'm
I would hope your son walked in on you and then would get a Jiffy marker and just draw something on your face.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that, and just...
If he didn't, I'd be disappointed as a parent if
would
they
he check my pulse first? Would he see if I was breathing first? No, just straight to the Jiffy. No. Yeah.
Right to Jiffy. Yeah.
He's not very good at drawing, so I don't know what he
would draw.
You don't have to be.
That's... You got to let her rip.
All right.
Good. Yeah. Now, in all fairness, now I'm not making this up. Before we started the show, I had a nap on the floor. I'm not even joking you.
Just on the floor.
Well, I sometimes I'll put a very thin blanket down because we don't have carpet. We have hardwood.
And you just sleep like that.
Yeah. I'll have like a little 30-minute nap on the floor. I love it. I've been a floor sleeper for a long time.
Oh, I thought this was weird. Like, I definitely felt like this can't be right just to do this.
No, it's the best. I absolutely love it because for a number of reasons. Yeah, that's a whole other episode, man.
Okay, all right.
Why I sleep on the floor, but...
You just threw a wrench into my freaking story. Thanks.
No, but it's, first of all, I don't have work clothes. So, you know, the kids wouldn't be confused.
You just
If they came home and I was in a suit and tie on the floor, yeah, that would be weird to them.
Yeah.
But if they just walk in and see daddy asleep on the floor, usually I'll throw a little blanket down, but sometimes, yeah, just lay it, stretch it out.
Okay. And, I tried to forewarn them. So if they see this, don't worry. I'm likely not dead. Not for sure not dead, but likely not dead.
Right. Okay. I didn't mean to throw cold water. I was supporting you in your floor napping. How was the floor nap? It was awesome, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Back felt
popped
great.
Right up, finished my work right as soon as, yeah.
I know. I'm, that's why I love it. I'm in.
Okay.
Man, I think next time I'm there, you and I will have a floor nap. That's what we're going to do. Okay. I see where this is headed.
All right. Yeah. And with all our, you know, fat tip jar money, maybe we can at some point afford a couch.
No, that takes it away. You want to afford a
pillow?
Floor pillow. Okay. Prop the feet up. That's the move.
Gotcha. All right.
So there's going. So speaking of the ongoing, what's going on with the podcast, though, I'm not even sure anybody can hear this right now.
Well, they stopped listening. So
no, I don't even mean that. I'm not joking.
So I'm just talking to you.
Evidently, we're having some server notice issues.
Oh no.
So apparently, it's been resolved. They tell me it's been resolved. I'm not super convinced. Because I got a notice like last week saying, "Oh, hey, yeah, your yearly whatever fee is for hosting is due, and oh, here it paid," and I got a note from the payment saying, "Yep, paid, cleared, good for you, yay, one more year, okay."
Mm-hmm.
And then I get a message like a couple hours later from the actual, that was from my billing from my credit card company. And okay. There you go. You're billed this. Got it? And I'm like, you got her, big otter. And then I got a message from the hosting company saying, oh, yeah, your thing, you're expired and you didn't renew. So it's going to be done tomorrow, the 21st of February. So, well, that can't be. I've already given you my money. Like, you know how that works, right, Adam?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, you go into McDonald's, stuff. Right.
Yeah,
you pay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And so I paid. So I got in contact with them and said, hey, yeah, I paid. And they're like, oh, okay, we'll look into it. And they get back to me like, yep, no problem. Got her fixed. So I went and checked. And no, it still says, no, didn't pay. You're canceled. Like, you're out. Which would not be good. I don't want that. And so it's telling me, oh, well, click here. You can renew it. And I'm like, well, and it asks for payment information. So I'd have to pay again, which I don't want to pay twice. I don't even want to pay the one time. We've been through that.
Right.
And so I sent them another message and they said, yep. Now, okay, got it. It's cleared up now. So we'll see.
Okay. All right.
So it's all part of this. So it
could
all
be just
part.
Shouting into the void.
Well, this could be Amazon being mad at me or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. So all there's right. that. All right. Woodwork update. Adam, I built something this week, finally.
Okay. All right.
It's been a long time. So I posted a picture. It's the little poster card from the concert I took my daughter to 1 year ago.
Okay.
Remember like that was a year ago, exactly a year ago.
Okay. Yeah. It feels like so it was a year ago.
Yeah. So she got, really? Time means nothing to me. So this was the autographed poster card she got. And I have a picture I'm actually in the midst of framing, but I need a little one more piece to build it. And the stores are closed right now. So, you know, I won't finish it yet. But point being, made this picture frame.
Nice.
You don't care. And here's the thing. Here's what people do not understand.
Do not care.
First of all, this, in terms of picture frame, not much to write home about, except this does feature a hidden French cleat to mount it on
ooh,
the back.
Ooh, nice. I thought you got it at IKEA for $6.99.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that stings. That stings a little bit. No, this is a much nicer picture, but it is just a picture frame.
Right.
Until you build a picture frame, because that has got to be the most undervalued small project. The most undervalued project, actually. Building a picture frame, not easy. Looks easy, not sure. easy. A lot yeah. of moving parts that have to be just exactly right on, and actually no moving parts. It just sits there. But what I'm saying is a lot of little things that have to happen, the little rabbits, the little 45 miter edge, miter corners, it all have to line up, and it's a lot that goes on. And so I'm really proud of how this turned out, even okay. though it's just a picture frame.
Yeah, great.
So there's that. Point is, I'm back. This is all made from scrap wood, too. And the glass, so Adam, you're not wrong. The glass is out of an old IKEA frame.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did make it so there's no mat. I went the other way and went matless and then had it, because it was an odd size. I didn't have a mat for it, for that card.
Mm-hmm.
And so I instead put a piece behind it, so it's actually raised up off the background, so it's got that kind of little cool look to it.
Sure.
All right, but I'm back. That's what I'm telling you. I'm back building stuff again. Reminder: monthly challenge for this month is my town. Well, your town, but you get the idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers, even better, do both and tag us at two hosers. On the Instagram, and we'll check that out at the end of the month, beginning of next month, really. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I took snow.
You did?
Snow photos, yeah.
But that's going to be, now, was that high-speed sync?
Some of them were, yeah.
Okay, so good. I think we should probably talk about these pictures during the topic section.
Okay, I won't talk about anything then, yeah.
Don't even mention it.
Took snow photos last week, I think. I talked about it was ongoing. The snow lasted for 4 days. We podcasted in the middle of the weekend. And so there was another set of snow photos that I took, and that's it. And again, as far as anything interesting, it was really only the snowball baseball photos that we'll get to in the topic. So you go ahead. I'll step back. I'll give you the spotlight for once.
Well, no, we can talk about the show. I'm just saying,
no,
I'm taking.
No, I'm just going to step back.
I want to hear about.
I'm going to step back.
I want to hear about.
Step forward. Yeah.
I want to hear about the photos, but I want to hear them in the context
of
I
get
High Speed Sync.
I get it. Tell us about Carly Rae again.
not done the second poster yet.
Okay. No.
I mean, I'm done.
Tell us about your interesting.
No, that was it. I didn't shoot anything interesting this week.
Oh, I thought you had pictures of your kids in paint and all of that.
Well, that's my challenge photo.
Oh, but there's different ones.
You've done the show before, right?
I have, but you have multiple photos there, which one of them can't both be your challenge photo.
You often do that.
No, I don't. I do one. I stopped doing that ages ago, the double photo.
Last week!
No, I don't do that.
Last week, you posted them, yeah.
Yeah,
We can go look. We'll go back to the videotape.
It wasn't for the challenge. It was just to show you a photo for Valentine's Day that I took of my wife. That's all it was.
Which section did we talk about it in?
Well, that's on you, man. You talk about
that's
it in
true.
That section. That's on you.
All right. Mommy and Daddy are fighting. That's awesome. Don't worry. I'll buy you a pony. Okay.
All right.
So I'll buy the kids a pony.
So you have two challenge photos. That's what you're saying.
Well, no, I really have one, but the other one will be talked about in that context. I didn't shoot anything interesting. I shot, we had fashing this week, was the Mardi Gras, the carnival, the whatever, but it wasn't because of the quarantine and everything like that. So everything was canceled. This was the week that we normally would be skiing. We weren't because of quarantine this year. It was actually, we weren't going to go anyways for a weird twist. Just kind of a fluke that it would have been canceled anyways. But normally we're up skiing, so we would have a lot of cool photos. At least I think they're cool. And then my kids, you know, wanted to have somewhat of a fashing, so they're painting their faces. And we had like a little fashing party you're allowed over here. The rules are you're allowed to have like one friend over or one family over.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids came over, they dressed up and had like a little dance party in the basement, which is not that interesting, except we left that night. It was very, very nice evening light. So we got a really cool picture that I'm not going to share. So it's not that interesting.
Okay.
Okay. I'll just cut this part.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, let's get onto the photo challenge then. That's the part you've been dying for.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All right. Let's do yours first.
So mine was a winter walk that we took right after the last podcast. We just walked into Steveston and it was an absolute winter wonderland. So I just thought, oh, I'm just going to take a scenery shot of somewhere that I kind of walk by on my, when I decide to take my walk, I always kind of walk by this spot where you've got the boats and the big boathouse. And I just thought, oh, it looks different, obviously because of the snow. And so I just had the X100 and I just took a snapshot, and of course for Instagram kind of put it in this crop, so it was clearly a wider shot, but I cropped it to what would have I thought suited best for Instagram. So there you have it, the boathouse. It looks almost black and white, it's except for the fact that you see, you know, the red paint on around the doors. And so it was a scenario that I thought, oh, this looks, there's some nice contrast, the water's perfectly still, you get some reflections, and then you get all this snow and you can see the snow falling. So just a simple snapshot with the X100 and makes it easy. And then I just played around with the white balance a little bit and the sharpness and whatnot.
And on a snow walk, that thing fits right in your pocket.
Yeah, so that was kind of a nice thing. I didn't have any preconceived notion of what I was going to take. I just thought, oh, this will be, I'm just going to find something on my walk that's going to lend itself to a simple photo, and could not have been more simple than the 3.5 seconds I took to compose this photo. And then I thought, I like it. It's sort of, again, to me, it's sort of like a Steveston postcard for winter. Not that we get this very often.
Right. Right. Huh. And this is a very popular area for wedding photos.
Okay, sure.
Isn't it?
I don't know. It's sort of that landing area, so I don't know. It's not even ground. I don't know if people would really go
in. This is in Britannia? Or just by, this is,
This is right along the dike where you come to Gary Point Park. What's that called?
To Gary Point Park.
Yeah, so it's just as you round the corner. So like camera left is like the trail that goes up and around Gary Point Park. So that.
Well, I thought this was closer to Britannia. Okay.
No.
I'm off.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it.
Backside. I have to figure out where this is. I'll have to have a look. So, all right.
Back corner of Gary Point. Yeah.
This is more of your the sort of the January look, the dark colors and stuff like that, versus the December. Like I wouldn't put this as a December postcard.
No, probably not.
They tend to focus more on the white snow. This is the hint of snow with the gray and the calm.
Wow. Yeah, and I just really liked the contrast. Like the sky is very uniform color, and it sort of contrasts nicely with the boats, and then the boathouse, and then, you know, that little bit of foliage in the foreground with the snow on it. I just saw it as sort of a simple postcard and left enough kind of room of the sky so that I thought, again, in my mind, I was like, yeah, Steveson. If I was more organized, I probably would have thrown in like a title in that top left corner, because I feel like it's meant for that. It's just there's a space to kind of write something.
What would the title be?
It would be "I'm awesome at photography."
.com or not? Just
No. I'm just gonna start a new hashtag. I'm awesome at photography. Hashtag, or does the hashtag has to come first? I guess I don't know how it works. You tell me.
I think it's the hashtag first.
All right. Hashtag I'm awesome at photography. New hashtag.
Okay. Yeah, that makes me marble mouth, but yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right. So let's have a look at mine. I did take two because I was going to originally use the one of my son. This is the Fashing makeup they did for their party. And because over here, like Fashing is kind of like Halloween. You dress up in whatever costumes you want. Sometimes it's a witch or whatever it is. My son used to like to be a vampire, for example. But it's all kinds of stuff. It's essentially Halloween in Germany. That's why I didn't use his, because I like his. But last week it was a different version of him, because that was him getting ready for this party.
Right.
Right. And that was when he was the one with the creepy, why so serious clown last week. So I went with my daughter. Here's my daughter. And so I asked my daughter, I said, hey, what do you want to be for Fashing this year? And she said, canceled.
Fashing's canceled?
No. Did I have to explain the joke to you?
She's canceled?
Obviously she's canceled. This is her. She can never be Prime Minister of Canada now. That's it.
Wow. Yeah.
This is on the web. She is no longer, this will come, this will be dredged up. Unearthed photo can no longer be Governor General.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm offended just looking at this photo.
I'm sure you are. That's why I did it. I was like, you know what? She didn't even want to do this. And I was like, I made her do it just to offend Adam.
Yeah. Yeah. Good work. Yeah.
Yep. So there you go.
No, it's great. Great light. I really like it. Nice photo.
It's a nice way to get canceled. So I obviously, as soon as you said simple, I was like, okay, well, that's, I mean, the best way to do that is to achieve good lighting in a simple fashion is just window light.
Right.
Which is all this is. Like, this is just, okay, great. This is the north facing side of the house, where my office is. It's a nice soft light coming in, it falls off. We've been over window light about 4,000 times on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I posted this on my own account, and I had people reach out and think, oh man, I wish I could do that. Photos like that. I was like, you actually can. Like really, like you could do something pretty close to this with your iPhone.
Right.
Especially with the portrait mode now, you could fake that little out of focus background, because the background not perfectly out of focus, but enough that, you know, it dictates it's out of focus. So this one is just it's the 5D Mark III with the 85 mil, probably at an F4. That's what kind of gives it this look. But I did give some tips on how to position, you know, like you have an idea of how to position. I'm assuming the listener knows how I positioned her.
Sure. just based on where the light is.
Like based on where the light is, yeah, the catch lights, etc.
Yeah. Think we can figure it out.
I hope so. That's the idea, is I wanted to keep it very, very simple, have that light wrap around and get that. And so with that, I did take a shot on my son because comparing and contrasting with last week's photo, he wanted to be a happy clown this time. That was his plan. So I think we can see the difference here.
Mm-hmm.
Much happier. I love the look on his face. He's that's a double smile to me.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll get the paint on as well.
Still creepy to me. It's still creepy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because the hair?
I'm not sure. Just there's something dark inside there.
if you were asleep on the floor in your work clothes and you woke up to this guy right in your face, I could see it.
Very scared. Yeah. Yeah. I don't believe this smile. This is Joker-esque to me.
Well, last week, you know what this is? This is the Cesar Romero Joker.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was doing the Heath Ledger last week. This kid's, I got to steer him away from it. Who's the other Joker we could do? We got to find a better Joker.
I like the picture Nicholson of your daughter better. It scares me less.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Plus, I think it's going to cancel us, so that's good.
It's not going to cancel us. She's out of luck. It wasn't me, dude.
Oh, okay. All right.
No. I don't condone that kind of behavior.
You took the photo, so I feel like it's going to cancel us.
Yeah. I think Amazon
just pushed the cancel button on us right now.
No, they're big Carl May fans.
They've been slowly dissociating from our show. That was the subtle hint, as they are disallowing us to participate in their program in more countries. And now it's official. They just shut us down.
Okay, I'm not sure if you think you're joking or not, but this is my concern. I'm not even kidding you.
I'm joking, but we'll see.
Yeah. I don't think you're, I'm not sure your intentions. We're going to find out.
Okay. All right.
However, I mean, you never know. Bezos could be a huge Winnetou fan. Yeah, you don't know
That's true. Yeah.
You don't know who Winnetou is.
No.
Why would you?
I think he might be a huge, I always blow the joke when I can't remember the name of it. That's how good it was. Our Sudoku component of the show. I think he's on board with that. What was that called?
Yeah.
Oh, Exivoku.
Exivoku. That's right. Exivoku.
It was right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. he keeps telling me to bring it back at our meetings.
Yeah.
And it's me and him and Bill Gates, and we're like, and they're like, is there any way you can implant Exivoku in the vaccine? And I was like, oh, come on, guys. Don't. That's tinfoil hat stuff. Just
right.
Walk away. Walk away. So, all right. Anyway, same window light, but I moved in closer. And so he's a little bit, background's a little more out of focus, and just change it up a little bit. That's the difference.
Okay.
All right. Topic this week.
Oh.
Topic this week is Adam's displeasure. It's embracing of the gentle. How's that poem go?
Which
not
poem?
Go gentle into that good night. Yeah, that's all right. It's embracing it. Where's that good night? I'm going. See ya.
All right. See ya.
So no, we're doing a off camera high speed sync. I want to hear more about that because I do not have off camera high speed sync. In fact, I don't even use high speed sync ever anymore. I've barely used it in my life, even on camera. I've probably a handful of times, if we're going to be scientific about it. It doesn't come up that much
okay.
for me. I think I might use it if I had the capability of doing off-camera high-speed sync, which I do not. So first off, what do you need? What do you need to do off-camera high? What is high-speed? First, what is high-speed sync?
It's where your flash kind of cheats the limitations of the sync speed. So normally, we say an average camera probably can sync the flash at 1/200th of a second. I know some are a little faster, some are slower, but we're talking about non-leaf shutters, just the regular kind of curtain shutter system on most of our SLRs can sync at about 1/200th of a second. And
what that means is the fastest time possible where the entire sensor is exposed to light at the same time. Like the first curtain opens, light comes in, second curtain shuts. Anything faster than that, the second curtain starts to close before the first one is done opening, and therefore the regular flash pulse will not hit the entire sensor and it'll mess up your photo.
Right.
So to get around that, if you want to shoot at 1/1000th of a second with your flash, what do you do?
You need a flash, first of all, that will do high-speed sync, but it allows you to basically just have a little flickering, like it just kind of shoots a pulse of light rather than one flash. And then as the shutter opens for such a short amount of time, that sort of pulse of light, some of it will register in the really high syncing speed.
So as that slit of is moving across your sensor, as one is opening, one is closing, that's a very small slit moving across, that pulse of light, one of those pulses of light will hit at some point in that every part of the sensor.
Right.
That's generally what happens. Now, it's you say it's a cheat. It's kind of a cool thing. Like, mm-hmm. It is very handy.
I don't use it.
Well, it's not like I don't use it because it's not handy. It's pretty awesome. You get less flash power, mm-hmm. but oftentimes it's rare that you need a ton of flash power. Usually you're using it for like a fill flash situation.
Right.
Okay. So now, and that works great. It's easy to do on camera because your camera can talk to the flash. When I move my flashes off camera, I have just I'm still using these CyberSync Alien B remotes that I have from 10 years ago. God, is it that long? Maybe longer. I bet you it's longer than that. Probably 12 years. So I got them early on. The technology has come a long way and made it a lot cheaper since then. So a lot of them, like for example, what are you using now?
For what? For the triggers?
Remotes.
Yeah. Just the same Yong Nuo ones I've been using forever, whatever they're called. I don't know.
But less time than I've used, a long time, but less than the CyberSyncs I've had.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to say 5-6 years, something like that. Maybe longer.
Because there was a crossover point where the technology got very, very cheap and you could actually do high speed sync via remote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So that's a big consideration. Now I don't have that capability, and I could buy the Yong, and once these CyberSyncs go, I'll probably take all that Amazon money and buy the Yong Nuos.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then I have one flash that is capable of my seven flashes. Only one of them is actually capable of doing high speed sync, but still kind of handy. Mm-hmm. Now you have more than one, correct?
Yeah, I have two of the Canon flashes. I can't remember which number they are. Maybe you
430.
Remember. Is that what it is? 430 EX2s. Yeah, the 430 yeah. EX2, which I think have gotten significantly cheaper because Canon has really, gone, to a much higher end flashes now in the last 5 years. So those flashes, again, I haven't done any recent research, so I might be talking out of my rear end, but I believe that they've gotten a lot cheaper with the improvements that have been made. And plus now they're older, but, those flashes do it perfectly. So you still need triggers on them, because I think that's the big upgrade in the more, recent flash lineup for Canon, is that you no longer need the triggers, right? Like it's built into their system. Yeah, I think the new flashes can do it without triggers, but that involves probably a camera upgrade, a whole bunch of things. So as far as the cheapest way to do this, find some flashes that will do high speed sync, and I think Yong Nuo makes flashes that will do this as well with your camera, whether it's Nikon or Canon, and then you basically can do it in ETTL, which is the examples of the photos I did was I'm going to try to run through some shots with taking snowball shots. And I just wanted a couple of each of the kids where we were out doing our baseball training, strength and conditioning that we do out. We were doing it outside for five kids. And then we wanted to take some photos after. And I said, okay, well, let's do some snowballs, and we'll take 3-4 shots of each kid. We're just going to run through this quickly in about 5 minutes. So they wanted to have fun. I wanted to make for a few cool shots we could use on our Richmond City baseball, Twitter or whatever. And so, yeah, that's all I did was give two flashes. So each flash to a parent. And we just, I said, you stand over there. And then I'm just going to shoot an ETTL with those high speed sync. And then I pick my sync speed. It doesn't matter. It was based on ambient light. I know they're close enough that the flash is going to register. It wasn't a bright sunny day, so we're looking at overcast and snowy outside. So I knew I would be fine to just use it as fill light. And there was enough light that I set it up that even if the flash doesn't register, it'll just be a little underexposed and I can save them in post if I need to. But when the flash does register, it's going to give a cool kind of look that's just different than I would get if I was just shooting ambient light.
Correct. Okay, yeah. So some of these are when you say ETTL, that's just the exposure, electronic through the lens metering.
Yeah.
And then the high speed sync on top of that. So some of them are high speed sync and some of them are not.
Right.
Okay. So why would you specifically want the high speed sync ones? Like what's the main difference between the ones that were high speed sync and not?
I think it was just the fact that the flash didn't fire. So I was just showing, I think I at least included one or two that didn't have high speed sync, or at least I intended to. I haven't looked through all the photos, so that could be part of it. There's definitely one where I bumped one of Jack, where you can see where, okay, there's the one of him where he's got high speed sync and that one's obvious, like everything is frozen and you've got this, what looks like, you know, very artificial light because it's just too studio looking for this shot to be outside in the middle of the day. So that one where he's just hitting the snowball. We were throwing some big snowballs too, by the way. So he's just hitting the snowball. His eyes are closed, but he's so well lit that you're like, yeah, this didn't just happen in natural light while it's snowing. And then you can see the one I bumped the knob on the shutter speed accidentally. So this photo was a happy accident where he's hitting and you can see instead of the frozen motion, like his bat's blurred, he's still mostly in focus. But again, this was at like one, I'm going to say 200th of a second. So
it's 1/200. I'm checking the exit.
Okay. So, yeah. And that was just a guess, but the snow is very blurred, but that was just an accident. And so the exposure's different slightly on the background, and I probably played with it in post too, but that's the look you get when you've got, you know, a longer shutter speed. And then you can see one of the kids' photos where the one that's hitting like just the massive snowball, so he's like, so that's another high speed sync one. I'm trying to think if I have one more that didn't have high speed sync, but yeah, I mean your parameters change, what happens to the snow, how well lit it is, everything changes whether or not you pop those flashes or not. So I love the look of this is an unnatural scenario that we're hitting baseballs and I want the snow to be really highlighted. So by having a flash sort of angled from like in the case of Jack's, like from camera right, so I've got one flash that really is aimed towards him in the snow, so it's just meant to really light up that snow versus the kind of grayer background. So that's what I wanted. And then I wanted, you know, some of that light to catch his face. So get the expression. And then there is a backlight in there. And sometimes it's hard to tell whether the backlight fires or not. Cause it's, again, I sort of have just sort of a cross lighting, one in the front, one in the back, but that was just to make it easy and on ETTL. And sometimes cause the flash recycle time in high speed sync is slow because it's eating a lot of battery. So sometimes, you know, we do a pitch, kid swings, I get one shot. So one shot per throw. And then again, someone's reloading a snowball and throwing again. And sometimes one flash fires, sometimes both, sometimes none. If I have like 5 seconds in between, then usually both have recycled. But as I go through and do more of these, then the recycle speed gets a little longer. But yeah, that my basic workflow here was, this was easy. High speed sync, I turned it on. I bumped the exposure compensation on the high speed sync. I said, oh, whatever you think you're going to do with flash, let's just bump that another 2/3 of a stop. And then I just handed them and said, this is what we're going to do. So I didn't adjust anything other than their standing position and just shot. And again, you get pretty good results with this system because the flashes are really smart and the system is really smart. Yeah.
Yeah. It depends on what kind of look you want. So like if you're going to shoot like the shot of your son, for example, the one that the flash missed.
Yeah.
But let's say the flash didn't miss. Let's say it's a function of you want to get, you want to just shoot with 1/200th of a second or 1/180th or whatever you're up against for your max sync speed. Now, generally, you're going to shoot at 1/180th. Any picture like this, flash or not, you're going to get that blur.
Right.
In the snow. That snow, you're going to get the motion blur of the snow, which is pretty cool. Now, let's say you want to add a flash to this. You want to light this up, because what you want to do is you want to basically kill the ambient. You're outside in the daytime, so that takes a lot of ambient killing to do,
mm-hmm.
right? So now you're looking at, you're going to shoot at like an F-16 at 1/180th of a second at an ISO of 100, which means you need an awful lot of light. Now, you're going to bring the flash in to do that. You're going to put that on full power, but in order to get enough light on your subject, it's going to have to be close and on full power. That means the flash is going to be on for a long period of time, and you're still going to get that blur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the only way around that is, let's say you want to kill the ambient. So the only way you can kill the ambient in normal circumstances is with the aperture, which means you absolutely positively have to shoot on full power with the flash.
Right.
The other way to kill the ambient is with the shutter speed. Now, that's where the high-speed sync would come in. And ideally, so let's say you go down to 1/1000th of a second and you're able to kill that. You don't need as much full power, but now you need the power to be used in a different way, right? Because it's mm-hmm. the pulse, it's the ongoing pulse. You're still using the same amount of power, but you're now able to take the same photo and freeze the action. So you're not going to, we say cheating the system, you're not getting any more power out of it. In fact, you're probably getting a little bit less, but you're changing the nature of the photo, the style of the photo. You'll get, instead of getting the blurring snow, you'll get the stop action snow that you'll get in the other photos.
Right.
Now, you probably didn't need as much power here because you weren't killing the ambient, which I kind of thought you, I might have tried a couple of those and just really try to get rid of that background entirely and see if you could just light up just the snow.
Yeah. And again, the thing about this was, and here's the inherent like benefit to doing this, is that this was done like off the cuff in a couple of minutes. Like there was no setup time. I literally, by the time I took my camera out of my bag, set it, you know, somewhere in the middle as far as settings, threw on the high speed sync, I knew that I would get, you know, good usable photos. So that's the thing, is that this is super simple. Now, you, like you say, you can really kind of drill down. If I was doing this with one kid and they were paying me and they wanted a specific look, you could get that look with more time and more energy. But this is right out of the bag, hand two flashes, yeah. ETTL, and just shoot. And whatever parameters I picked, I probably would have got usable photos. All I cared about initially was killing the motion blur. So I just went to shutter right. speed as the first piece, said, all right, 1/1600th of a second for hitting snowballs, that should freeze everything. Now hold these flashes and go. And that's it. So super easy was really what I was going for.
And definitely have to have high speed sync to do that.
Yeah.
I can't see. The only other way you could do it is to bring it inside and kill the ambient with blinds. Then you have to have snowballs inside, which is, it's kind of similar to the water balloon shots I did about a year ago. That's because somebody commented online on your photo. I saw that oh, I'm going to rip on your kid for having his eyes closed. Normally I would, but your son has a very good swing, and so he wouldn't normally have his eyes closed. But two, good luck keeping your eyes open when you're hitting snowballs.
Yeah, it's pretty, especially these massive ones that were exploding in everyone's faces. And this was shot with the 70-200, me just backed up, and because it's off camera flash, I can go as far back as I want, just zoomed in. So that's right. Mostly what I was just backing up, zooming in, and doing it that way. There were actually a couple of shots where kids did have their eyes open. So, and those look cool as well. Just so happens to be most of them, you're right, like as the snowball explodes, most of the kids, no way they're keeping their eyes open. Yeah.
Because we shot those, the water balloon photos, very similar to this. I wanted to light up they're hitting, you don't see the water balloons, hopefully, you just see the water splash, right? But we shot that very similar situation. I didn't use high-speed sync, but we were able to kill the ambient by moving indoors. And we shot that actually at the indoor swimming pool just before the lockdown happened. And so we were able to shoot that and make a mess in there, no problem. But being able to kill the ambient physically made it a lot easier than having to do that. But every not every single photo, but 99 out of 100, the guys, the guy and the girl had their eyes closed. Just impossible to do.
Right.
There you go. All right, cool stuff. So high-speed sync comes in very handy. I kind of do wish I had more of an option, because especially if you're going to shoot high-speed sync, having one off-camera high-speed sync is fine. You can get some stuff done. But if you really want to have fun with it, you need like if you had like four flashes, all of a sudden you have something. Like you have four off-camera high-speed sync. That's a lot to say. If you have four of those, man, you can start to do some fun stuff.
Sure.
So I'm not sure I'm going to get there. Especially since, you know, you can kill the ambient with the leaf shutter and the X100 anyway.
Yeah, yeah. If and again, I'm a big advocate for two. Like it just that double the power, whether you put them in the same location or, you mm-hmm. know, go on either side, like two is great. Like I don't generally feel like you're right, like more is better in this scenario because it does kill the power a fair amount. So sure, more would be better. I find that two is great for what I want to do, and where this comes in handy to me is an action sequence that you want a studio look to. So you can pretty much shoot any action shot, especially if you have a long lens and you can be kind of out of the way and then zoomed in and just get the lights in close out of frame. And you can do pretty much any action sequence you could do in a really cool, different looking way than you can get with ambient alone. So just, again, it gives you a little bit more creative control, I think.
And really accessible now. That's the good
part. Yeah,
good
well, and part. Cheap. Yeah, yeah, agreed.
All right. Did we land on a challenge for next week, Adam?
How about...
We were talking off air.
How about 85 mil? Because I haven't shot with that lens in like a month at least. So I haven't used it. It's been gone. 85 mil.
I'm going to use one of a window light of a clown that scares you.
Okay.
All right. I already have it done.
Do yourself as the clown this time. Get your kids to paint your face. That would be creepy.
No, I don't like it. Do you like having your face painted? I do not.
No, it's been a while, so
hard. You're gonna when you fall asleep on the floor again. I'm gonna talk to your kid. You're getting your face painted. Yeah, it's gonna be permanent marker. However, for the fashion, the kids wanted me to dress up, so I kind of phoned it in and went as a threw my Canucks jersey on, threw the Jofa helmet on, even though no one wears the Jofa anymore. But it's, you know, it's fashion. And I went as a hockey player, and I had my kids paint a black eye because that's the stereotype of hockey players.
Sure.
They're all bar brawlers.
Yeah, yeah. Especially and the Canadians, so
Yeah. I didn't even enjoy having that painted on, the one eye. So, not a big fan of the face paint. Hey, even when you're a kid, till now, even now, if I get my face painted, like it's just TikTok until I smudge it with something.
Right.
It's like we're seconds away. I got 15 seconds max before I have to scratch my nose. So there you go. I'm going to pre-disappoint you, Adam. That's okay. What I'm saying.
All right. 85 mil.
All right. 85 mil next week. The monthly challenge is my town, your town, our town, we town. That's the pronouns for that down. The hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge, hashtag hey hosers, even better, do both and tag us at two hosers on the Instagram. And we'll talk about that at the end of the month. Websites, Adam, still on the Instagram. Don't go to his website.
Yeah, I might post something on Instagram. You never know. Stay tuned.
You know, hey, pins and needles here. Find my stuff at alanatrich.com. The two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.